It's 2014 at last when the Paducah campus of Murray State University is opening, and it's upon us. The date is upon us. Thank you for being with me today to chat about next week's opening.
Thank you, Kate. Yes, it's a beautiful 2014. And our Paducah campus has come along very well. We've had great construction crews working on that over the past year or more, and we're set for a January 7th grand opening within the community there, and we'll be inviting a whole host of people to that grand opening, not only from Paducah and McCracken County, but Frankfort, Murray, and a lot of counties that surround that. So we're very excited about our new campus there.
Tell me the schedule of the day.
We'll be having a couple of very small behind-the-scenes tours that will happen for selected groups who want to get certain photographs and other things. Actually, the grand opening starts about 3 o'clock. We'll have a series of ribbon cuttings, speakers from Frankfort, speakers from Murray State. Our president will speak that day. And it's really going to be a grand occasion for West Kentucky.
What's the square footage?
Actually, I don't know the square footage for the campus. It's a two-story building. We think that we can house about 2,000 students there. At least that's our goal. That's going to be a very tight 2,000. We've been servicing about 1,200 to 1,300 students at our existing location now, the O'Crisp Center. And our goal within the next 4 to 5 years is to lift that enrollment up to about a 2,000 level and hold that steady. So while I don't know the square footage, we hope we can get 2,000 students in that building.
Congratulations on the visibility from I-24. It's really splendid.
It looks great. Over the holidays, actually before the holidays, they began clearing the trees there, and it's almost like pulling the curtains back, Kate. And the campus is very nicely lit up at night, as our bypassers can see there. And I think it's going to be a very nice asset for not only Murray State, but also for McCracken County.
Directions to get there?
Directions to get there. Actually, if you'll go to West Kentucky Community College, instead of taking a left as you come off of I-24 to go to the community college, if you'll take a right and then another immediate left, and you'll see the nice signs leading into our facility there.
So this is the 7th, and then students are welcomed when?
We'll be opening for students on January 13th, hosting classes just like we would here at Murray State. That's the regular course of the spring semester. Right now, we're going to have a number of classes. Actually, all of our existing courses from the old center will be moving over for the spring semester. We still have a couple of small construction items to finish, a punch list. So we're not going to maximize the building for the spring 14 term. We are looking at the fall of 14 to really step on the gas to increase our numbers there. And we'll be offering courses and degrees leading to supply chain management. Actually, it ties in very well with the river industry there, the transportation industry. Community health will be a nice new program offered there. We'll be offering courses in management, marketing, telecommunication systems management. There will be some engineering courses. As you know, we all already collaborate with the University of Kentucky there to offer selected engineering courses, and we'll be enhancing those over the next couple of years. It's going to be a nice course offering.
So will a person be able to transfer from West Kentucky Community and Technical College to the Murray State Center and earn a degree there?
They will, Kate, and very seamlessly also. We're developing a series of articulation agreements with WKCTC. They've been very good to work with. I can't compliment their staff and administration there enough. They've been great. A student coming in could do a two-year degree there at the community college and then walk right straight across the road, actually drive across the road, and seamlessly enter our program and oftentimes could graduate at Paducah or at least complete a full year at Paducah and then come on to Murray State to finish up whatever they may need to.
There'll be that option?
There will be some options to complete degrees there in Paducah. Logistics and supply chain management, community health, engineering. They will not be able to complete all of our degrees in Paducah. Obviously, there are too many of them, but a number of them will be completable in Paducah, and then if not, maybe upwards of 50% or more, they could get through coursework there, maybe come to Murray to finish up some small things that they needed.
What is the target year for the enrollment getting to 2,000?
We're really projecting about 4 to 5 years out, trying to hit that 2,000 mark. Within our memorandum of agreement with the leaders of Paducah and McCracken County, we had a longer time span to do that. But our goal is very progressive, and we'd like to get there in 4 to 5 years.
Are the demographics there to support that achievement?
We think that they are. We're really going to pull heavy from southern Illinois. We're going to work the southeast Missouri region pretty hard to get some of those students to that particular campus. So I really think that we can get there, servicing the students not only in face-to-face instruction, but also hybrid instruction, of course, maybe half online, half in the classroom at Paducah. A number of online course offerings will be projected there, and then, of course, interactive television will be a big part of the operations there.
You mentioned the new program in supply chain management, and mm-hmm. I'm assuming that because of the robust river industry and the expansion of the Panama Canal that Murray State will continue to be looking at ways to serve the need of the river industry.
Yes, we will. One of the calling cards that was put really at the front of the pack was the logistic and supply chain management. It's a very specialized function within management geared toward the river industry, the over-the-road trucking industry, and a number of things that the leaders there within the area wanted us to focus on. I think as we go forward, that will be a very unique degree that would be very well suited not only for individuals going through that particular regional campus, but also individuals coming out of the military, going through our academic programs. The military background lends themselves very nicely for that type of degree. And others. So that's a growing degree, not only with over the road, but the water industry as well. Whether you're going to stay in Western Kentucky or go abroad and work with a large multinational corporation, that would be a very, very nice asset on your resume.
We heard back in December that the number of transfer students across Kentucky transferring from a community college to a four-year degree-granting institution is up, and that's great news. I'm wondering, and this is hearkening back to reviews of Murray State operations that occurred in 2013, is there also on the books a plan for increasing enrollment at the other satellite campuses?
There is. Our target, Kate, would be to increase enrollment everywhere. We want as many students as we can find. We think we offer quality degrees, and so our transfer numbers are up. I think we were slightly up for the 2013-2014 academic year, and we hope to continue that upward ascent for 2014-15 academic year. We've been going through working with the regional community colleges within our service region. There are four of them, and we've been redoing and or establishing new articulation agreements with each of them. They've been very cooperative. This is a win-win for everyone, and we really hope to create or recreate a very seamless transfer process for our students coming in. We've been meeting with them periodically, going through our curriculums. There have been adjustments on both sides, so I think a rising tide lifts all boats, and that's the way we're viewing this particular initiative for Murray State and the KCTCS respective areas here in our region.
You know, a while ago, I think it was the head of the CPE that likened the improvement to education in the Commonwealth being essential as public health. Mm-hmm. The emphasis on education in the governor's budget seems to be promising as well. As an insider at a higher education institution, what do you think for the budget year?
Well, as you know, we've had several pretty lean budget years over the past few years. Our state support for us as a university has waned a little bit. We've had to lean a little bit more off student tuition as a positive form of revenue for us. That is not a trend that we would like to see in the long run. We do understand as a state, we are going through some some less than desirable years financially, but we hope that that turns around pretty soon. And in the state, not only the governor's budget, but the legislature can return to adding a few extra dollars in for us to take some of that burden off of students. Over the past few years, the students have really been shouldering the burden of the tuition.
I'm appreciative that you took the time to visit. May we reiterate that the January 7th event starts at 3 and it's open to everyone?
Our event in Paducah, January 7th, that's a Tuesday, begins about 3 o'clock. You should see some very nice advertising coming up. We'll be running some things not only for that within the next few days, but also after that, trying to really spotlight some of our new campus programs here in Paducah. So,
excellent. Thank you.
Thank you.